Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Welcome back to episode number 33 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is All Scripture is Profitable. It's April and everything is blooming so beautifully outside, and we've just celebrated the resurrection of our Lord, and I pray that you had a blessed resurrection day with your family. Well, this month, we're going to focus on the blessings that we have through the Word of God. And so that's what we're going to concentrate on this entire month. So now for this episode, let's look at one passage that I think will explain some of the blessings that we receive from diving into and making time for the Word of God. It's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, and I'll read it out of the New King James Version. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped in every good work. Now here, it says all Scripture. So this refers to the totality of Scripture or to every passage of the Bible. Well, what about every passage of the Bible? It tells us it's inspired by God. This is one of the most important passages in the Word of God in regards to inspiration. It's letting us know that the Scriptures are God-breathed. In a miraculous way, God communicated His word to men and led them to write it down for permanent preservation. So what they wrote was the very word of God. It was inspired and infallible, which means without error. So while it's true that the individual style of the writer wasn't destroyed, it is also true that the very words that each writer used was given to them by the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." It's letting us know that the inspired writers use words that were given to them by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was teaching and directing them on the very verbiage to use that we call now within the Word of God. So this is what is meant by verbal inspiration, that God was actively involved in a revelation of His truth to the apostles and prophets who wrote it down. The writers of the Bible did not give their own private interpretation of things, but they wrote the message which was given to them by God. And I know I keep emphasizing this, but this is important as we get into this month, the benefits of the Word of God, because a lot of people may feel, oh, the Word of God is just a crutch and I don't need the Word, or the Word is written by man, or the Word is not important because men wrote it. No, we have to start right off and make sure that everything is clear in regards to what God says about His Word. So knowing that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for privacy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, as it's recorded in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, that will help us to know that we can rely on the Word. because it's not by man. It is inspired and written by God through man, okay? Or written by God in that he used man. So it's false to say that God simply gave the thoughts to individual writers and allowed them to express these thoughts in their own words. No. The truth insisted on in the scriptures is that the very words originally were given by God to men, so that means they were God-breathed. So what I want to emphasize again is that scripture is from God and not people, not man. And though God used human beings to produce the scriptures, even their ultimate origin is from God. Scripture in its entirety is God-breathed. So the author of the Bible is God himself. So scripture is true in all that it affirms and is completely authoritative. And that should bring all of us great comfort and reassurance because there's no evil in God. And all that he does is good and profitable or beneficial. Although we don't always discern or understand the benefits all the time within our human reasoning, but God's words were given through men controlled by the Holy Spirit so that their writings are without error. Now let's look at verse 16 again. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, I've just shared with you that God's word is inspired, but yes, God's word is inspired, but it's also profitable. And this passage of scripture is letting us know it's profitable in four areas especially. First of all, it's profitable for doctrine or for teaching. When you say doctrine, you're basically talking about teaching. So the word of God is profitable in that it helps to declare to us what is right and what is wrong. It's allowing us as believers to know what is truth in accordance with God. It sets forth the mind of God with regard to life and all that's involved in living here on the earth. So doctrine includes such things as the Trinity, angels, man, sin, salvation, sanctification, the church, everything that pertains to us living down here in a godly manner. And then secondly, the Bible is profitable for reproof. Reproof is conviction or defining what is wrong. And it's also rebuking in regards to sin. Now, you rarely hear the word sin anymore. It's something that is redefined by man and given other kind of labels or excuses in regards to wrong behavior nowadays. In our society now, you can't point out anyone else doing wrong in their life when you have wrong in your life. And of course, we forget that Jesus told us that all have sinned and fallen short. We don't want to ignore and erase this truth so that no one defines what's wrong or what is right in our life or in the lives of anyone else. No, we need to get into the Word of God and share it because, again, the Word of God is profitable for reproof, for helping us to have conviction, to know the difference between right and wrong. So as we read the Bible, it speaks to us intentionally concerning those things in our lives that are displeasing to God. And then, number three, it says that it's profitable for correction. Again, the word is profitable in that it points out not only what is wrong, that's the reproof, but it sets forth the way in which we can make things right. That's the correction. For instance, the scripture says, let him who stole steal no more. That's the reproof. But then it adds also, rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need. Well, that's the correction. So picture the correction as setting something that is wrong or crooked, making it straight. That's what correction is, or telling how to take the wrong and to make it right. And then lastly, the fourth benefit, or the way in which we profit through scripture, is for instruction in righteousness. So this declares the training in doing what is right or what is in accordance with godliness. Basically, it's training in right living, learning how to apply the truth of God to our life's circumstances or the situations that we find ourselves in. So the Word of God will teach us the things which will help to lead to a godly life, just like training a child or instructing a child. That's what the Word of God does for us. So now think about these four things. I think it is so neat what God is saying to us here. The Bible is profitable for doctrine in that we need to know what is truth in accordance with what God says. What is it that God thinks? What is it that God wants us to know? And then it's good for reproof, to convict us when we are thinking wrong or acting wrong in accordance with what God says is right. That's what the Word of God helps us to see. God says this is so, and if we disagree with Him or we're living in disagreement with Him, the Word of God will bring reproof or rebuke us. And then, not only does the Word of God do that, but it brings correction. It points out to us what's wrong and tells us how to correct it. Isn't that neat? I love it. But then not only does the Word of God do that, it also gives us instruction for righteousness. Then, not only do we find out what God says in His Word, and then we find out that we're thinking contrary to Him, and then also the Lord tells us how to correct it, but then He continues to give us instruction for righteousness. He continues to tell us how to continue to not go back to that wrong thinking or wrong sinful ways, but how to continue to live a godly life. That's how profitable the Word of God is for us. And I think that's neat. But then it goes on in verse 17, and it says that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The study of Scripture is profitable in the four ways we just discussed, but then it's also profitable or beneficial in two additional ways for each of us as believers. It makes the believer, first of all, complete. That means it makes us capable, competent, or mature. And in a sense of all the demands that are placed upon us, the Word of God is able to help us to be mature in the way that we think and act. Not only are we complete, but then it goes on and says a second thing, that we're thoroughly equipped, which means that we're fully prepared and we're able to do everything that is necessary to do every good work that God is calling us to do. And so I really think that that's awesome that God has given us that instruction and that confidence in regards to His Word. We all should understand if we get right doctrine or the right teaching, it will lead to right living. It's just like with anything else. If you get the wrong instructions on how to bake a cake, your cake is not going to turn out right. But if you get the right instructions on how to bake a cake, it won't look like a pancake. It'll come out moist and nice and people will want to eat it. Well, the Word of God tells us the right way in which to go. And when we follow and do what He tells us to do, then our living turns out right down here on earth. And it's beneficial and profitable, not only for proclaiming who God is to others, but for us individually and personally. And this is in contrast to the modern belief of being equipped only by academic means or training. And there's nothing wrong with degrees. I'm not saying anything. There's nothing wrong with getting degrees, and it's nothing wrong with going and getting training or whatever here by earthly means. But to live a life that's pleasing to God, that's only going to come through the Word of God and through the study of the Scriptures. Because God is going to directly mature us and instruct us, reprove us, and correct us through His Word alone. Well, not just His Word. We know that He has the Holy Spirit, and there's a whole lot in regards to that, but mainly through His Word. As believers, He hasn't left us to do good works on our own. He's provided us with Scripture, with each other, and with everything that we need to do the good works that we're foreordained to do through Christ Jesus. So the Scriptures are not only profitable for salvation, but for sanctification and Christian growth here as well. Let's realize that the Word of God is so important. It's more important than any other book that you can find in a library, on Amazon, or anywhere else. It's so important in regards to living a full, complete, and happy life. So let's review what we've learned so far from this passage. That God's word is not only inspired, but it's profitable. It's useful in four areas: to establish doctrine, declaring what is right; to provide reproof, telling us what's wrong; to make corrections, telling us how to take the wrong and to make it right; and then also to instruct in righteousness, how to take then the continual word and apply that truth to our life circumstances. And in this way, when we do that, we'll be complete, mature, and thoroughly equipped for every good work that God has called us for. So living without understanding of God and who he is and what he expects of us through his word is like living aimlessly on this earth. All we have to do is look at society and see the danger of being left to ourselves individually. It only leads to chaos and we only hurt one another, where the word of God emphasizes love for one another and brings restraint, and not just individually doing what each one of us thinks is right, because that's where the chaos comes in. Well, I can't wait to get back with you, Lord willing, in the following week so that we can look at more blessings that we receive from the Word of God. And so I hope that you'll join me for the next episode in regards to God's Word. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.